At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
You're not broke. You're just thinking like a broke man. Shift your thoughts, and you'll shift your entire financial reality. You do not attract money by working harder than everyone else. You attract it by thinking differently than everyone else. The man who walks into the world certain of his value, clear in his vision, and unshakable in belief becomes a magnet for wealth. It starts in the mind, where every fortune is first formed long before it ever appears in a bank account. If you want money to move toward you with speed, you must rewire the very thoughts that govern your life. You must stop thinking like a man who is waiting for something and start thinking like a man who commands it. Because money doesn't follow effort. It follows energy. It follows belief. It follows identity. The moment you tell yourself, "I am broke," you have already blocked the flow. You've placed a wall between yourself and the abundance waiting to find you. But the moment you declare, "I am wealthy," before a single dollar shows up, you start pulling that reality into your orbit. You start shifting your emotional frequency. And that is the game. You do not need to chase the money. It is already moving. The question is, are you tuned to the frequency where it exists? If not, it will pass you by, no matter how hard you work. But once you match the vibration of wealth in your thoughts, in your posture, in your habits, everything starts bending in your direction. Your thoughts are not harmless. They are orders. Every time you think a thought, you are placing a demand on your reality. Think low and you pull yourself into scarcity. Think high and you rise into prosperity. Most men never learn this. They spend their lives begging for money, hoping for breaks, waiting for opportunities, never realizing that the world mirrors back exactly what they believe they deserve. And if you don't believe you are worthy of abundance, abundance cannot find you. Not because it doesn't exist, but because it doesn't recognize you as ready. You must step into the version of yourself that money respects. That means no more talking like you're poor, no more walking like you're lost. No more waiting for someone to give you permission to rise. You are the permission. You are the door. Change your thoughts and everything that follows changes with it. There is no exception. The man who sees himself as wealthy before he is will soon become what he has already decided to be. The man who waits to see evidence before he believes will wait forever. This is not fake it till you make it. This is think it until it's real. You are not lying to yourself. You are reminding yourself of the truth that's been buried under years of conditioning and fear. You were not born to scrape by. You were not designed to live in lack. But until you correct your inner conversation, you will continue attracting exactly what you say, what you think, and what you expect. Money listens. It listens to your certainty. It listens to your energy. It listens to the way you speak about yourself when no one is watching, and it responds accordingly because every word you speak is either a command to build wealth or a curse that delays it. That's why you must completely eliminate the language of limitation from your life. The phrase, "I can't afford it," has no place in the vocabulary of a wealthy mind. It is the language of defeat, of surrender, of a man who has handed over his power to circumstances. And as long as you keep repeating those words, you are digging a mental ditch so deep that even opportunity will fall in and disappear. The mind hears everything you say. When you say, "I can't," your subconscious stops looking for how. But when you ask, "How can I afford it?" you kick open a new door. The brain begins to scan, to search, to create. You go from being a victim to being a visionary. You engage the most powerful force you own, your creative ability to solve, to act, to rise. The moment you shift from limitation to possibility, you become dangerous. Because now you're thinking like a builder, not a beggar. And builders create wealth. When you say how, you take back the steering wheel. You stop drifting and start driving. And the universe responds to motion. It doesn't reward the man who complains. It rewards the man who moves. That question, how can I, is the spark that lights the fire of change. You don't need all the answers right now. You just need to ask better questions. Better questions build better beliefs. And better beliefs create unstoppable results. You must stop treating money like a mystery. It's not a mystery. It's a response. Money responds to men who think boldly, speak powerfully, and act with unshakable belief in their right to have more. And the second you eliminate weak language, the second you throw out that coward's phrase, I can't afford it, you give your mind a new job. You instruct it to find the way instead of focus on the wall. And it will. Because the mind will build whatever blueprint you hand it. If you give it a blueprint of lack, it will build barriers. If you hand it a blueprint of desire and belief, it will build bridges. You're not limited by your bank account. You're limited by your internal dialogue about your bank account. And that dialogue is a choice. Right now, at this very moment, you can begin speaking like money's looking for you. You can start walking like answers are chasing you down. But you cannot do that while speaking the language of defeat. Speak like a king, even when you feel like a servant, and the world will begin to rearrange itself accordingly. This is how transformation begins. Not with a raise, not with a loan, but with the death of weak thinking, the burial of excuses, the decision to never again speak words that don't serve your future. Because every time you say, I can't, you are training your future to reject you. But every time you ask, how can I, you are training your future to deliver. Because now you're no longer begging for change, you're commanding it. And once your mind receives the order, it starts reshaping everything about you. Your walk, your voice, your posture, your presence. You begin to act like money is already yours. Not because you're pretending, but because you understand. Energy attracts results, and money follows identity. If you still walk like a man who's waiting for permission, money will ignore you. But when you walk like a man who's already wealthy in spirit, in thought, in vision, doors start to open. Not by chance, by law. You must become the person who already owns the life you desire. Don't wait for evidence. Evidence follows belief, not the other way around. You must feel rich before the world agrees with you. You must behave like abundance is your default condition, not because you're delusional, but because you're aligning with what you're becoming. When your inner world upgrades, your outer world has no choice but to keep up. The average man looks at his bank account and lets it dictate how he feels. That is the formula for permanent mediocrity. You are not here to react to what is. You are here to create what will be. And creation requires alignment. Emotional, mental, spiritual alignment with the results you're calling in. You can't call in wealth while vibrating at the frequency of worry. You can't command success while dripping in doubt. You must speak, move, and carry yourself like the result is done. This isn't acting, it's activating. You are turning on a version of yourself that already exists. You're stepping into a role you were born to play. And when you do, the world treats you differently. People feel your shift before they understand it. They don't know why they're drawn to you, why they trust you, why they're ready to invest in you. But you know. You know it's because your energy declared something before your results did. This is the secret most never tap into. They wait. They wait for proof, for praise, for permission. But the man who attracts money faster than anyone else doesn't wait. He decides. He decides to operate as if he's already the man who has everything he desires. And that decision starts reshaping his words, his habits, his movements. Everything around him bends to match the belief he holds within. And suddenly, money starts showing up not as a miracle, but as a natural consequence of identity. You are not here to hustle for scraps. You are here to radiate such certainty, such internal power, that wealth begins to orbit around you. That's what happens when you move like it's already yours. You stop chasing opportunities and start creating gravitational pull. You don't walk into rooms looking for validation. You bring value. You don't hope to be chosen. You assume you're the answer. And with that shift, you begin drawing results that others still think are impossible, still waiting for, still wishing for, because they've never understood the raw power of expectation. Expectation is not a hope. It is not a maybe. It is a command issued from the mind to the world. When you expect success, you condition your body to walk differently. You condition your thoughts to rise higher. You condition your voice to speak with certainty. Expectation is the invisible crown worn by those who win before the game even begins. It's the fire behind every decision, the force behind every move, the reason some men succeed faster while others remain stuck for years. The man who expects wealth doesn't need to see it first. He creates it by believing it is already on its way. His belief changes how he shows up. He doesn't ask if it's possible. He knows it's inevitable, and that knowing infects every action with power. That expectation radiates, and the world responds. People trust him more. Doors open sooner. Resources find their way to him without force, because he has become a match for the thing he desires. This is what separates the ordinary from the unstoppable. One man works hard for 10 years, never fully believing he'll make it, doubting himself every step of the way, and the result reflects his disbelief. Another man believes so deeply, so absolutely, that within months he attracts opportunities others thought impossible. It's not magic, it's not luck, it's the law of expectation. The world gives you what you are certain about, not what you hope for while still bathing in doubt. You must expect to win, expect to rise, expect that your work will be rewarded, that your ideas are valuable, that your time is precious, and that expectation must be rooted in belief, not arrogance, not noise, but internal knowing. Because when you know something is already yours, your actions become clean, focused, and fearless. You stop second-guessing. You stop over-explaining. You move with a calm intensity that makes people take notice. Not because you said something loud, but because you believed something deep. Expectation is silent, but powerful. It doesn't beg. It doesn't convince. It assumes. And that assumption shapes your...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Entire vibration. When you assume wealth is yours, your energy tells the truth before your words do. People feel it. They feel the certainty. And in a world full of hesitation, certainty is rare, and rare things are always valuable. You must live as though what you want is already on the way. You must act as though it's already done, not because you're fantasizing, but because you are aligning. You are placing yourself in the exact emotional state required to receive. Because what you expect, you prepare for. And what you prepare for, you attract. Expect small things and you'll get them. Expect delays and you'll meet them. But expect greatness, expect speed, expect abundance to flood your life. And you begin summoning forces most men will never experience because they hesitate. They hesitate in fear, in doubt, in uncertainty. And hesitation is the silent killer of every dream. Wealth does not wait for the hesitant. It answers to the man who decides, and decides with finality. The moment you decide, truly decide, you break free from the paralysis that keeps so many stuck. You ignite a fire inside that cannot be quenched by setbacks or delays. Decisiveness is the signal the universe listens for, the roar that calls abundance closer. You must understand this. Indecision is the thief of opportunity. It's the slow poison that drains energy and kills momentum. The man who hesitates is like a ship, adrift without a rudder, tossed by every wave of doubt and distraction. But the man who decides is anchored. His purpose is clear. His path is fixed. And because he has made a final, unshakable choice, the world rearranges itself to support him. Decision is more than just a moment. It is a state of being. It is the burning conviction that says, I am done with survival. I am done with excuses. I am done waiting for permission. That conviction translates into action that is swift, bold, and relentless. It eliminates hesitation, which means no more second-guessing, no more wondering if this is the right move. Once you decide, you move forward like a force of nature. Think about it. How many opportunities have passed you by because you couldn't commit? How many times did you stall because you wanted everything perfect before making the call? The truth is, perfect is a lie. Perfection is a trap set by fear to keep you safe and small. But the man who decides now becomes unstoppable because he understands that movement, imperfect movement, is better than stagnation. There is power in a final decision. It changes your mindset. It sharpens your focus. It aligns your energy with your goal. And the moment you align, everything else falls into place. Doors open, people listen, money flows. The universe responds to decisiveness with accelerated results. But it will never reward hesitation. Hesitation is the language of the unsure. And money does not speak that language. If you want to attract money faster than anyone else, you must become a master of decision. You must learn to say yes with conviction and no with clarity. You must stop living in the gray area of maybe and step fully into the black and white realm of I choose this and nothing will stop me. Because that choice, that decisive commitment, is the energy that cuts through resistance like a knife through paper. This is where winners separate themselves from the crowd. They do not wait for the perfect moment. They make the moment perfect by deciding. They do not hesitate because they know hesitation breeds doubt, and doubt kills dreams. They act with the authority of a man who owns his future, because he has already claimed it in his mind. And when you decide like that, money can't help but follow, because you've stepped into a new league, the league of discipline. Motivation is fleeting. It's like a spark in the wind, bright for a moment, then gone, leaving you in the cold dark again. But discipline. Discipline is fire built on rock. It's the engine that keeps going when motivation runs dry, when the crowd gives up, when the easy path tempts you to quit. If you want to attract money faster than anyone else, you must develop unbreakable discipline, the kind that pushes you forward no matter what. The world is full of people who start strong but fade fast because they rely only on motivation. They wait to feel like working, to feel inspired, to feel ready. But the man who commands wealth knows that feelings are unreliable messengers. He doesn't wait for a mood to strike. He builds habits that carry him forward, regardless of how he feels. Discipline is what bridges the gap between goals and reality. It's the secret muscle behind every fortune ever made. Discipline means showing up every day, even when the fire inside is a flicker. It means doing the work nobody sees, making the calls nobody else makes, saying no to distractions and temptations that pull you off course. It means commitment, not just in the good times, but especially in the hard times. That is how you build momentum. That is how you build trust with yourself. And when you trust yourself, your energy becomes magnetic. This discipline is not punishment, it is power. Power over your impulses, over your doubts, over the excuses that try to sneak in and steal your dreams. Discipline means choosing the path of action, even when comfort screams to rest. It means mastering your mind, because the moment your mind wavers, so does your success. The disciplined man commands his thoughts, habits, and actions, aligning them toward the goal until there is no resistance left. Ask yourself, what will you do when motivation fades? When the excitement wears off? When the initial rush of hope settles? Will you quit or will you push harder? The answer to that question defines your destiny. Wealth doesn't come to the wishful thinker. It comes to the consistent doer, the man who does the work day after day, hour after hour, regardless of how he feels, regardless of the obstacle. Discipline creates the foundation on which all other forces rest. Without it, your dreams remain just that, dreams. But with discipline, your dreams start becoming plans. Your plans turn into actions. Your actions turn into results. And results, real lasting results, follow discipline like night follows day. You must become the master of your own behavior, the commander of your own schedule. Stop blaming the lack of motivation. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Build habits that don't rely on feeling good. They rely on commitment. That is the discipline of the man who attracts money rapidly. That is the discipline that creates unstoppable momentum. And that discipline is available to you now if you choose to claim it. And that discipline is available to you now if you choose to claim it. Because desire is the fuel that feeds that discipline. Desire is not a wish. It is not a passing thought. Desire is a burning furnace inside your chest, a relentless hunger that refuses to be ignored. It is the unshakable force that pushes you out of bed when the world tells you to stay down. You want to attract money faster than anyone else. Your desire must be so strong, so clear, so consuming that nothing can stand in its way. Desire is what separates the mediocre from the magnificent. Ordinary men dabble in dreams. They hope things will get better. But the man who commands wealth has a desire that drives every move, every decision, every breath. It's a fire that never dies, never dims, never weakens. Desire is your compass in the dark. Without it, you wander aimlessly. With it, you are unstoppable. That desire must be focused and specific. Vague wishes produce vague results. I want to be rich is weak, but I will create $100,000, 0 cents in the next 12 months is power. That's a target. That's a mission. When your desire is defined, your mind immediately begins working on a plan. It filters out distractions and amplifies possibility. It sharpens your focus so keenly that your subconscious mind becomes a magnet, pulling opportunity toward you with a force you can feel. Desire is not passive. It demands action. The stronger your desire, the more energy you put into the fight. It propels you through setbacks, through failures, through moments when giving up feels easier. Desire doesn't make excuses. It makes results. It turns obstacles into stepping stones. It fuels persistence when the road is long and the nights are dark. You must nurture that desire daily. Speak it. Visualize it. Feel it so deeply that it colors every thought and action. Let it become your identity. When desire is deep enough, it transforms from mere hope into a promise you make to yourself. And a promise is sacred. Breaking that promise would hurt more than any temporary comfort. Desire is contagious, too. When others see your burning hunger, they move aside. They want to be near that energy. Doors open, people listen, and resources flow because desire radiates a force field that attracts wealth. It's not about begging the world for a chance. It's about declaring with passion and conviction that you are coming and nothing will stop you. But be warned, weak desire creates weak results. Flickering desire burns out when the first storm comes. You must fan your desire into a flame so fierce that it cannot be extinguished by failure, rejection, or delay. The moment desire weakens, so does your power. So feed it, guard it, and let it roar. This is why desire is the starting point and the sustaining force of all wealth. Without it, you are adrift. With it, you become a force of nature. A man driven by desire attracts money, not because he chases it, but because his inner fire draws it in like a magnet. That fire inside you, ignite it now. Now listen closely. Everything you need to attract money faster than anyone else lies within you right now. The belief, the expectation, the decisive action, the unwavering discipline, and the burning desire, they are all tools in your hands waiting for you to wield them with purpose and power. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop chasing luck. And start commanding your future today. When you align your mind, heart, and actions with the unstoppable force of wealth, nothing can hold you back. You don't just attract money, you become money's magnet, its master, its undeniable force. The path is clear, the time is now. Decide, believe, act, and watch as your world transforms in ways you once only dreamed possible.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.